And welcome back to Christmas Day Breakfast here on RN Summer with me, Jeff Wood. Later this morning, we'll explore a Coptic Christmas and meet ABC Local Radio's James Valentine to hear about his little-known talent for writing Christmas songs like Silent Night, Noisy Day. But for this hour, a more traditional celebration with a festival of nine lessons and carols from St. Peter's Anglican Cathedral in Adelaide. A service based around Bible readings with hymns and carols, which was adopted by King's College in Cambridge in the closing days of World War I.
Mother, They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return."
Called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gates of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Sing of light and day. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom.
A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, and their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you.
on RN Summer, you're listening to Christmas Day Breakfast and a festival of nine lessons and carols from St Peter's Anglican Cathedral in Adelaide.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Most highly favored lady, Lord. those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
On Christmas Day Breakfast, it's a festival of nine lessons and carols from St Peter's Anglican Cathedral in Adelaide.
There were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. When suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger.
Thank you. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I also may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
And on that stirring organ finale, we'll leave our Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols and St. Peter's Anglican Cathedral in Adelaide with the very Reverend Frank Nelson, the Anglican Dean of Adelaide. First broadcast on ABC TV in 2012 and produced by Noel Debien, the program featured the St Peter's Choir, led by Director of Music Leonie Hempton, the St Peter's Bell Ringers and Brass. Playing us out was Principal Organist Shirley Gale, and the lessons were read by members of the cathedral community. You can find more information and a stunning photo of the cathedral online. Just head to the RN homepage. And my thanks to Classic FM's Stephen Watkins, presenter of For the God Who Sings, for his help in making our broadcast possible this morning, here on RN Summer with me, Jeff Wood, where it is Christmas Day breakfast. Great to have your company. Well, news is approaching, and after that, a Coptic Christmas.